Hello, your teacher Francesca Ionesco. How can I help?
Hiya, I'd got a missed call.
Hiya, let me just grab your file. Would I be able to take your name?
Yeah, it's Karina McKenna.
Absolutely. I can see it was my colleague Lewis that called you. It was to
Yeah.
discuss your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah, is now a good time to talk and go through the application, or would you like to book in a call?
Yeah, no, that now's okay, yeah.
Yep, fab. So before we begin, just need to get some details off you. So would I just be able to confirm your full name?
Yep, it's Karina Catherine McKenna.
Is it Kathleen?
Catherine. Catherine.
Is it L or R, sorry?
R.
And surname is MCKENNA.
Yeah.
And your date of birth?
It's 5/8/80.
5th of August, yeah.
Yep.
And the email I have on file for you is Steve without the E 4COR13 at outlook.com, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. And then would I be able to get your current address, please?
Yeah, it's 15 Pinky Nose, St Ninians. FK79EE.
St Ninians, yeah.
Yeah.
And just to let you know, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
Yeah.
Just one last thing, so just for an added layer of security through the application, would I be able to get a password from you? So if anyone is to contact you regarding the scheme, if they can't provide the password, then you know then it's not us. So it could be
Yeah,
anything you'd
Thomas.
like. Thomas?
Thomas.
Perfect. So obviously regarding this application, so I appreciate that discussing past experiences can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during the call, and if you need a break at any point, further explanation, support, if you would prefer to continue another time, just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
And one of, do you suffer from any communication difficulties or any vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
I've got a PTSD and a borderline personality disorder.
Okay, so if, like I said, so if you need a break at any point, if you need me to explain anything again, or do you want to continue, just let me know, okay? We'll go at your own pace.
Yeah.
So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. I'll
Yeah.
explain your options, explain how INSLA operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather some more information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fab. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse incurred in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you know all of your available options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. So under
Yeah.
that government scheme, those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application, regardless of whether you're successful or not. So
Yeah.
INS Law doesn't operate under that scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we wouldn't be paid by the government for assisting you. And at
Yeah.
this stage, would I just be able to confirm that you've not instructed or had communication with another solicitor to act for you on behalf of an application to the redress scheme at all?
No.
No, no problem. So our agreements, we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. And then if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment. So at 19.2, and you'll never pay more than that agreed cap.
Okay.
Okay. So do you have any questions for me so far?
No.
No, no problem. So it's important that I make clear as well. So we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the
yep.
scheme operates on a discretionary basis, and I'll explain that in greater detail during this call as well.
Yeah.
So if you decide to instruct us, what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the scheme, we gather and review all the evidence, and then we prepare and submit the application. We do all the correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, and then we can advise you then on any offer made and assist with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme as well. So if you're unhappy with the outcome, we can assist with that as well.
Yeah.
So we'll also explain the statutory waiver warning to you. So if a redress offer is made, we'll make sure to fully explain it before you decide whether to accept anything. It is important because accepting an award can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to matters. So you wouldn't
yep.
never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Yeah.
And then, so if you decide to proceed with this as well, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel
yep.
within that period for any reason without charge. And you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, fab. And one last thing, and then we'll just a few more questions, okay? But just so we're able to formally act for you, so we'll require proof of your identity for verification purposes. So we'll need a copy of photographic ID and then a proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date, just to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. But I'll send you the information via email on relation to what we can accept as forms of ID.
Yeah.
But do you have any photographic ID at all?
I've got a passport.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so just a passport and then a letter then, as long as it's got your full name, current address, and a date stamp that's within the last 3 months. That's fab.
Yeah.
So you can send those to us via email if that's possible.
Yep.
Perfect. So just a few more questions and then we'll go on to the care settings. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yep. Fab. So have you received any relevant payments before? So any criminal injuries compensation, advanced payment scheme payments, anything like that?
No. No.
No. And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
No.
No? No. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
No.
No? And regarding your applications, are you able to nominate a beneficiary? So if anything was to happen to you, we'd then get in touch with them and they would take over. So would
yeah.
you like to add one?
Yes, please.
Yeah? Would I be able to get their full name, please?
It's Stephen McCain. McKenna, sorry.
Okay. And date of birth?
It's 28th for the 7th, 77.
Is that
28? No, 28th of the 9th, 1977, sorry.
28th, yeah?
Yeah.
And would I be able to get an email address or a telephone number?
Oh, God, I don't even know the number off by heart. I don't even send his email. Sorry.
That's okay. You can add this at a later date if you want, as long as we have it before the final application, that's okay.
Yeah.
And then current address?
It's the same as mine, 15 Pinky No, St. Ninians.
Thank you. And would I be able to take the name of the GP surgery you're currently registered with?
Yep, it's Viewfield. No, it's not Viewfield anymore. Sorry, Park Avenue Medical Practice.
Park Avenue, yeah?
Yep.
And were you known by a different name before or during care at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Karina
and
Sharp.
That-
my maiden name.
And were you born with that name, yeah?
Yeah, well, Karina Watt, sorry. That's
so,
my dad's name is Watt. It's Karina Watt, but my mum, like, obviously, it's my mum's name, Sharp, so I was born and my birth certificate was Karina Watt, but I was known as Sharp.
So on the care records, would it say Sharp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is what, W-A-double-T?
Yes.
Yeah. And then would I be able to get your parents' names if that's okay?
Yep, it's Elaine Sharp.
Yeah, and your father?
David Watt.
And do you happen to recall the last address that you lived in before being placed into care? Or the area?
Yeah.
Yep.
39 Mayfield Street, St Ninians.
Okay. This is the postcode I've got here. So the FK70BZ. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And have you applied to the advance payment scheme at all?
What's that?
That's a no then, that's okay.
No.
Okay, so moving on now. So it's just the care settings now. So would you be able to let me know the name of the care settings you were placed in with approximate dates, that, as much as you can recall?
Yeah, can't remember exactly when it was I was in, but I think it was 94, I think, 1994.
As long as we got the estimate, that's okay.
Yeah, and it was Weedon's Hall in Pullman.
And do you recall how long you were there for?
One day. Because I ran away.
And are there any others?
I was there one day. I ran away and my mum ended up coming back for me and taking me out. But I was in also foster care, but I was only in there for a few weeks.
Yeah. And was there a statement that you were wanting to put forward regarding your time in foster care?
I've never said to anybody about it. But yeah.
That's okay. And do you recall what area that was?
It was Denny.
At Denny.
Yeah. It was the Wrigley family, that's all I can really remember with them.
Yeah. And do you remember how old you were?
I don't know if I was older or if I was younger.
We'll put the same year down. And that's fine. So when it comes to gathering your records, as long as we've got an estimate, a brief, then it should be okay. Okay, and were there any others?
No.
Okay. So now, regarding your time in these care settings, so we just need to take a short but succinct statement regarding your time there. So the overview, why you were first taken into care, any instance you can recall. So just go at your own pace.
Yeah.
If you need to take a break at any point, okay, just let me know.
Well, when I took into Weedon's Hall, I was kind of going off the rails a bit. My sister had been in there before me, and my brother was in a different home, and my mum, she basically done it to give me a fright.
And I
don't know if it was unit 2 or unit 3, I can't remember going in, but when I was in there, there was a man in there, and I got introduced to him as one of the care workers. I was in obviously one of the rooms myself, and I could just remember him grabbing me at my private area and saying that he would see me later. And then there was a girl had met in there, Elizabeth, her name is, I think. And she used to run away all the time.
Yeah.
And it was after that, one of the other staff came in. It was like one of the lady staff had came in. And then we went into this other room and we spoke about stuff. And the man wasn't there at this point. And
yeah.
then she says, "This is Elizabeth," and like introduced me to the girl that was
yeah.
there. She says, "You'll be sharing, like, you'll be next to each other, so you'll be able to have a friendship kind of thing."
Yeah.
And then the windows were open. I can remember the windows being open. It was quite a warm day. And we, like, she went away. She went out the room, and she jumped out. She says, "Mon, we'll go right away." And then she jumped out the window. I jumped out the window, and we went down by, I don't know if it's like Grangemouth. Like, we walked
yeah.
through this field through a tunnel, and ended up in Grangemouth. So they've obviously contacted my mum right away, saying that I've done a runner right away. And then they contacted the police, and they eventually got us. But my mum, instead of putting me back in, my mum ended up taking me home. She knew that she had made a mistake putting me in there.
Yeah.
Because my sister got abused in there as well. She got abused in there, and then she's dead now.
Yeah.
So it was like she shouldn't have put me in there, obviously, but it gave me a fright knowing
yeah.
what had happened. And then that was that. So I went back home. And obviously I spoke to my mum, and then my mum wasn't well. Like, she was on drugs and stuff as well.
Yeah.
And she didn't keep well, her mental health. So I don't know if it was a rehab she went into when, or if it was like the mental health hospital.
Yeah.
When I had went into foster care, and obviously a taxi was coming to pick me up and taking me to school and stuff, and we were, like, went into foster care. There was another couple of their grandchildren there that we got on with. I've got some photos, like, really happy photos.
Yeah.
The Mrs. Wrigley, she was lovely. Mr. Wrigley, he liked a drink. And he would go over to the pub just across the road from the house. And then a couple of times I had woke up and he had his hands under the covers at my private area.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything because obviously I was too scared. I just kind of froze. And
yeah.
then after that, it was just, we were there for about 2 weeks, and then it doesn't seem a lot. So I didn't even know why I'm phoning. It doesn't seem a lot, but it is, feels a lot.
No, it is.
And then after that, like, obviously I was crying every night, just wanting my mum. And
yeah.
she eventually, my mum got out. And then I managed to get back home. My dad couldn't take me because seemingly he was working. So he couldn't take me. But when I got back out, I went back home. And that was that really. Obviously, I ended up drinking and stuff and going
yeah.
down the wrong road as well. But then when I turned 15, I was nearly 16, my sister died. She choked on her vomit. She had been abused a lot, and she ended up choking on her vomit with alcohol because she hit, like, alcohol. She was also in mental
yeah.
work place, like, for her mental health and stuff as well.
Yeah.
And then by the time I was like 21, my brother, he was in and out of care as well. When he came out of care, everybody, I can't remember if it was called Dock Street he was in. But my sister was also in care law as well.
Yeah.
Like a secure unit, so she couldn't get out until she was a certain age. She
yeah.
never got out for her own safety. So they said it was her own safety, but she got abused there as well. So she died when I was 15, and then my brother, he ended up dying with drugs when I was 21. He was just a year older than me. So, and then it's just been that. I've
just
Never told anybody. I told my mum.
They just failed. You know, all three of you, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. But my mum's, she's had a stroke now, so it's like she can't communicate and stuff. It's just...
Yeah.
But I...
Okay. You should be proud of yourself for opening up and sharing that, and thank you for trusting me with that as well.
Thank you.
But obviously, you mentioned regardless of the time, and you said that it doesn't feel like a lot, but it is a lot, okay?
Yeah. I never told them to stop, I just froze.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just writing up a couple of statements now regarding that. Okay, so regarding these statements now, so these are the initial statements that we send over to Redress to get your application accepted and get an application number. And then further down the line, then once we've gathered all of your records, we'll be in touch to do a witness statement with yourself. So it'll be similar to this one, but it'll just be a bit more detailed, obviously, because we'll have all of your records and time frames and everything like that. But do you have a preference of whether it be with a male or female?
A female, please.
Of course, no problem. So I'll add that to your file now. So the next step now is just to go through the types of applications that we can pursue, okay? So the first one is the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity, what you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level, okay? So based on previous awards made by the scheme, and what you've shared with me today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed one for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you won't need to, you won't be required to send any meetings or anything with the redress scheme in person or anything. So we'll do all the communicating and we'll provide the witness statement on your behalf. And so following all that now, the next step is for me to send over the documents to you to have a look at. So you're under no pressure obligation to proceed with us. If you'd like, I can get those sent over to you now.
Yeah.
So they'll arrive via email and text message. So it'll say, click this link below to sign. And then if you double check then just to see if it's working.
Yeah, I'll check just now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So if you'd like, so you can do this in your own time, or I can remain on the call with you whilst you navigate and sign the document. It's completely your choice.
And I'll just have you there just to make sure I do it properly, if that's okay.
Yeah, no, of course, that's no problem. So the documents I've just sent over, so it'll be a client care letter and a conditional fee agreement, which will be the information that I covered in, at the beginning of the phone call, and then a letter of authority, which then gives us permission to access your records. And then it'll have a part one and a part two, and that'll be all the information that you've shared with myself. So on the bottom of the screen, there'll be a yellow box that says fields required.
Yeah.
You see that? Yeah. So when you click on that, it'll take you to the first page that needs a signature. So it'll be like a tap to sign box that you click in, and you can either type it or you can sign it.
I've signed one of them there, but I just think I better type it because it's... you can hardly see it. Great.
That's okay. I'm awful at signing things like that. So there'll be four of those that you have to do. So if you click the yellow box again, it'll take you to the next one.
Sorry, 2 seconds.
That's okay, no worries.
I'm going to ask, will anybody need to come out to my house or that?
No. No, so we're all paperless, so everything's done online. The witness statement will be over the phone, and then just then for proof of identity, if obviously with your passport, we might just then have to do a very, very quick video call with you of just you showing the passport next to your face, just so we can confirm it's you, but that's it.
Yeah,
and then when you've done then the four, so if you scroll then all the way down to the very, very bottom, so you can't scroll any further, you should be able to click the little tick box that says, I confirm my signature is legally binding, or something along those lines. Yeah, and then you should then be able to press the submit button.
And passively submit, that's it, I think.
Ah, yeah, fab. Yeah, so they're all coming through now, so that's brilliant. Because what I'll do is I will just quickly review all these. I'll get your application sent over to Redress. And then when we get acknowledgement from them, we'll be back in touch to let you know. So all we need now is just the passport and the letter. So you can send this by email.
Just a passport and a letter.
Within 3 months. Within
3 months. That's fine.
Yeah. So as long as we can see the full name, address, and the date, that's perfect. So you can just take photos on your phone and just send them via email. That's fine. And then I'll get those added to your file. But that's everything on my end for today. But do you have any questions for me at all?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for your time today and for trusting me with that.
And if you
have any questions at all, if you want an update or anything like that, just give me a call or an email, okay?
Thank you very much.
That's okay. No problem. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.